Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast, The Week That Was. Global markets remain volatile as the upbeat mood since the start of the year began to fade amid rising investor concern over the impact of lagged effects of the tight financial conditions beginning to take a toll on the economy, as reflected in the weaker-than-expected economic figures over the past couple of weeks. Major Asian equity benchmarks and the MSCI Emerging Market Index continued their positive momentum. The S&P 500 Index staged a strong recovery on Friday, boosted by strong corporate earnings numbers reported during the day. However, the index fell 0.7% for the week, recording its first weekly loss in 2023. Back home, Indian equities eked out gains for the second consecutive week, supported by a positive start to the domestic earnings season and improving foreign investor flows. After a negative start, the Nifty index traded sideways, managed to post a gain of 0.4% for the week. Broader markets underperformed Nifty, with the Nifty Mid-Cap Index and Small-Cap Index down 0.7% and 1.1% for the week, respectively. Among sectors, capital goods and IT were the best-performing sectors, with gains of over 2%, while auto and telecom were the worst-performing sectors, with cuts of over 1% for the week. The Indian fixed income markets came under pressure this week, with bond yields rising across the curve. In a liquidity-neutral conversion operation, the RBI switched the maturity profile of INR 226 billion of government securities from 2024 to 2032. For the week, the 10-year Indian government bond yield rose by 5 basis points to 7.35%, while the 3-year and 5-year Indian government bond yields rose 3 basis points each, respectively. The INR appreciated 0.3% for the week to close at 81.1 per dollar. Falling US bond yields, weaker USD, and improving foreign investor flows supported the INR, while a rise in crude oil prices pressurized the INR. As per the RBI's Bulletin Weekly Supplement, India's FX reserves rose to a 5-month high of US$572 billion, up US$10.4 billion over the week ending 13 Jan 2003. A bulk of the weekly gain was due to a rise of US$9.1 billion in foreign currency assets. As of the end of December 2022, overall banking system credit stood at INR 133 trillion, up 14.9% year-on-year. The M3 measure of money supply rose to INR 219 trillion, up 8.7% year-on-year as of the end of 2022. At this point, I'll take a pause and thank you as always for listening. If you find this podcast useful, please like and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.